Right now we've got Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership here in the studio to talk about downtown stuff, and we've got Jennifer Player from Habitat for Humanity with us as well to talk about work being done in the Northside neighborhood this summer and beyond. Jennifer, Meg, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So who wants to start? What's going on? Jennifer, Meg's pointing at you, so... Meg, we'll start with you. What's going
exactly,
on?
Exactly. I was going to say that was, if I point, then I have to start.
It's the well, rule. You have to start. Yeah.
We are here to talk about the Neighbors with Northside, which is a collaboration between Habitat for Humanity and the Downtown Partnership to bring together the business community, the employees, the residents, the property owners in downtown and around downtown to support the work that Habitat is doing in the Northside neighborhood, which is specifically building 9 houses over the next several months. And we were just talking about how when I talk about this, it's really kind of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that Habitat has to have 9 houses that are being built. And it's just a great opportunity for our community to get involved. And we're really excited to be able to partner with Habitat about
and
it.
And this is something that's launching this, that's really like kicking into high gear this summer. So there's going to be a lot of work going on downtown and Northside, right?
Absolutely. We've been building since the fall, actually. We're finishing up the first 5 units that we built this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be dedicating, along with the families and some of the partners, those homes in March and April, which is exciting. And then now in March and April going forward, we're launching 4 new houses. So that's the total of 9. And one of those is the Neighbors with Northside project that Meg was referring to, which is, you know, again, it's a collaboration of all of the downtown businesses, residents. How can we leverage this opportunity? I mean, Habitat has been in Northside for years, but doing repairs, and we built 2 houses back in 2006. But it's been more than 10 years since we've had an opportunity to build new homes there. So we don't know when this opportunity will come around again. So we're just trying to leverage that and get the momentum to get downtown neighbors to partner with their community that's really just blocks away from where they are.
Really cool. So how did the partnership come about?
We met for coffee one day.
It always begins with that.
It does. To share what was going on downtown. How could Habitat be involved with downtown and us, you know, support the work that Habitat was doing? And it also was at the time where my board of directors for the Downtown Partnership has a specific interest in our organization being supportive of the work that's happening in Northside, whether it's from the planning or development perspective, but also from the tremendous amount of work that our community organizations, the nonprofits, are doing in Northside, and how could we support their work? And so that was kind of where it came from, and it was just this kind of great opportunity for us to collaborate.
Mm-hmm. How do we know the homeowners yet, or they? Yeah,
we do. At the Downtown Partnership annual meeting, actually, the homeowner came there. He works the night shift in housekeeping at the university, and so he came. Left work at 7 a.m.
Yeah, left work his, and showed it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Dropped his son that. Off at school and then came straight there to share his story about moving here as a refugee, moving to the United States, and specifically telling why he chose Chapel Hill and Carrboro to settle. So we're going to be working with him and his wife and 2 kids, and they'll be putting in sweat equity, and so the people who are volunteering on the home will also get to know him, will get to work alongside of him as he literally builds the home and hope of his family for the future.
You just heard Jennifer Player from Habitat for Humanity, also speaking with Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, talking about big developments in the Northside neighborhood, 9 different houses, 5 of them going up right now, 4 more coming in the next few months for new residents coming in. And talk about the work that Habitat does, because it's not just the 9 houses in Northside. You do a lot of work. You build a lot of houses all over the area. You've got Phoenix Place up in the northern part of town, mm-hmm. and so much more beyond that.
Yeah, so we each year we kind of have a focus area. We only have so many construction tools that we can only be in so many places at one time, which again is why being in Chapel Hill is so exciting to be able to have, you know, a full year. We build 1 house every year in partnership with the Orange County School System that is sponsored by Sports Endeavors. So every year we build 1 home in Hillsboro. This year we're doing 9 in Chapel Hill. And so we're all throughout Orange County, and each year we kind of choose a different focused neighborhood. But we always do repair work as well. And so in Northside, we've been doing the A Brush with Kindness program, which is exterior repairs, where we've gone in and built wheelchair ramps and things like that. And what we heard from the residents in working with them is that they really needed more critical repairs. So this year, for the first time, we're actually completing 25 repairs in that neighborhood. Things like HVAC units, roof repairs, some flooring,
the really
bathrooms.
Significant stuff, yeah.
Yeah, very critical, significant repairs that we're doing. And our board just decided that because the need is so great that we're going to try to make this more operational, that this type of critical repair we're going to do on an ongoing basis.
Meg, what's the role of an organization like Habitat in keeping downtown vibrant?
Yes, absolutely. Having, our goal is that people can live, work, play, and learn downtown. And for there to be families that are doing all of that with young children, whose kids are going to Northside Elementary, who are walking downtown for dinner, or to see a movie, and that it's affordable is incredibly important. And I think that is one of the reasons that our board and our organization partnered with Habitat, was to support that work in affordable housing downtown.
So what's next? You've got 9 houses going up.
Yeah.
I know, it's kind of a callous question, but I know you've already got plans for what's coming up in July and August and beyond. So what are we going to see after this?
Yeah, we do have plans. So we'll be building in Northside probably through the fall. We have had great interest from the students this year because we're so close to campus for volunteering. But as the student force leaves in May, then we'll have a lot of volunteer opportunities throughout the summer and into the fall. And then in the fall, we'll be moving back to our neighborhood in Eflin called Tenon Woods, where we'll be trying to finish out that neighborhood. It'll eventually be 28 homes, and we have the first 19 homes completed. So next year, we'll be moving back there to finish up that neighborhood. And we've started approving the first families in that neighborhood, and many of those families also work at the university and work for UNC Healthcare. So still very Orange County focused.
Awesome. So where are the homes going to be in Northside? I'm just kind of picturing Phoenix Place and Tenon Woods and like their communities there.
Exactly.
Northside is a pre-existing community, so
right.
Where are the homes?
Yes, it's very spread out. And and getting the lots throughout the community has been a collaborative process. That's like the magic word right now.
Yeah.
Collaboration. So you may remember Chancellor Fold a couple years ago announced a $3 million loan fund from the university. And so we've used that loan fund and worked with some of the other organizations. The Jackson Center Self-Help is administering the loan fund to identify lots throughout the Northside neighborhood. So we have lots on Craig Street, Whitaker Street, Sykes Street, Caldwell, and then one on McMaster's. So really spread all throughout the Northside neighborhood.
All right. Speaking with Jennifer Player from Habitat for Humanity, Meg McGurk from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Got to let you go, but how can people find out more information? How can people help? Especially,
yes,
you mentioned getting into the summer, we're going to need volunteers. So how can people get involved?
We do need volunteers, and particularly for the Northside project that we're working on right now with the Downtown Partnership. The website you can visit is orangehabitat.org/neighborswithnorthside. And there, my contact information is there. There are sponsorships available to help raise the money for this house. And then we'll need some people to come out and swing some hammers with us. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a kickoff day on March 11th, which will be the first volunteer day. And I just told Meg we're going to be raising the first walls on the house, which will be very exciting.
Nice.
So we'll have more information out there to sign up to volunteer on the March 11th kickoff day.
So head to the website and find out more. Meg, what else is going on downtown?
Other than 9 houses, well, we did just announce on Friday our very first downtown food truck rodeo.
Rodeo on Rosemary.
So you can find that information on our downtown chapelhill.com website, or you can find it on Facebook, Rodeo on Rosemary, which has been an interesting collaboration. It'll be the first time we've ever done it downtown. We've been working closely with the RDU Mobile Food Association, and the interest from the trucks has been phenomenal, and the interest from the community as well. So we're excited to do that.
Remember back in the day a few years ago, and the town was like, no, we can't have a food truck anywhere within 5 miles of downtown.
Yeah,
now we've got a whole food truck rodeo.
Theory,
it's going
right?
to be great. Yeah. And a lot going on Rosemary Street in general. I know town council met last night about 2 different projects, and that's something that you've been sort of at the center of for many years.
Absolutely.
You're excited about
that. Right. With the downtown plan, we're in the throes of the West Rosemary Development Guide work. In fact, the consultants have been in town. We had two public meetings yesterday and continuing to have meetings today with all the different stakeholders to look at that vision for the West Rosemary and how it develops, where we honor the culture and history and the asset that the Northside community is as it integrates with the downtown, with the commercial aspect of downtown, and how do we support the NCD, the Northside Conservation District, and also meet the interests of our developers and property owners. And so we're working on that.
So townofchapelhill.org/rosemary if you want more information on that. But again, orangehabitat.org is the website for Orange County Habitat for Humanity. Go there, find out more information, get involved, donate, volunteer, especially as we get into the summer. This is one of the great things that we can do to help our community. Meg, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much, Aaron.